My name is Cleo Nettles. I am 21 years old. Today is May 25th, and I'm speaking with Gina, who is my friend, and we are recording this interview in San Diego, California. So, Gina, what year are you?
I am a fifth year, graduating senior.
And what do you want to do after you graduate?
I want to become a PA, which is a physician's assistant.
And why did you want to become a PA?
Because I like to help people, and my grandpa was sick in the hospital and I didn't like the care he got, so I want to be one of the medical providers that like changes that.
Okay. And tell me about your experience at UCSD.
At UCSD, okay. Well, I transferred 3 years ago from a community college in LA. Okay, well, I'm just gonna be honest. I don't like UCSD at all. I don't like the way the classes are set up. I don't like the quarter system. I don't like how students treat each other in classes, specifically more like STEM classes. My first quarter was okay, and then like it kind of just went downhill from there, and the quarter system got me, but then I like picked myself back up. What else? Other than that, like, I don't know, like, I just, yeah, that's my experience. I just don't really like UCSD that much.
And so I know, as your friend, you have, like, a lot of things that you struggle with school, like, focusing and, like, being able to do tasks, like, all in one sitting. So tell me about, like, some of the things that you struggle with in terms of that.
So I'm currently diagnosed with ADHD, anxiety, panic disorder. My life's a mess. Dyslexia and unknown sleep disorder. So basically, I've known my whole life that I was like ADHD, but we never got like officially diagnosed because my mom was like really against like taking pills and stuff like that. And she just didn't want to like believe that like her kid could be on the spectrum. And I hit college, and my first semester at community college, I took an EMT class, and I just couldn't do the readings. Like, I couldn't do it. And in college, you can't really cheat as easily as you can in high school. High school, I skimmed past, doing, like, the bare minimum. And then, so I went to the doctor myself, and I asked her if she thought I had it, and she gave me a questionnaire. She asked me a bunch of questions. We ran some tests. And she diagnosed me with ADHD, and that was that. And so like it made me feel better. I got put on medication, and I was like, okay, like finally like something's gonna help. But then like as the years like went by, like I realized that like school was still just so hard, like so hard. I don't think I ever told you this before. School's just like really, really hard. And then UCSD came, and in order to like get time and a half on tests or accommodations, they wanted me to get a like official psych eval. So I was like, no, I don't want to do that. That's a lot of work. It's okay, like I'll just do it on my own. And so I decided to do UCSD without accommodations my second quarter. And I also decided to go off my Adderall because I thought I could handle it myself. And my GPA dropped from a 3.7 to a 2.3 that quarter. And spring quarter, I for sure realized, like, okay, no, like, I can't do this on my own. I gotta do something about it. So, yeah. I ended up getting my psych eval, and that was my... I didn't get it until sophomore year, though. Second year at UCSD. And then I was diagnosed with those things that I had mentioned before, and I never knew that I was dyslexic. And so at first I was like kind of sad because, you know, if you have ADHD, at least you can take medication and like you can help it and it could get better and like your life can be a little easier or manageable. But with dyslexia, like there's nothing that you can take to just like make it disappear, to make it go away. I could have taken like 2 years of like a phonetics training and classes and all that, like what people go through when they get diagnosed in elementary school. But the psychiatrist said, like, at this point in my life, like, I've gotten by so far. I just need to, like, keep doing what I'm doing and just keep pushing through, because the phonetics would just be way too hard to retake at this point. So that was sad. Makes a lot of sense, though. Like, now I understand at least why I can't focus and, like, there's a reason behind it, so it helps. Just give myself, like, extra time. If I know I have something due like in a week, I'll like start 2 weeks because I know I'm not going to want to do it. So like for the first week that I try, like I don't really get anything done. UCSD has definitely heightened my anxiety a lot. I've had multiple anxiety attacks. Just last quarter, I couldn't even like get through the quarter. I had to release myself from one of my classes because it was just too bad. The teachers, I can say like they, most of them do genuinely care and they understand what I go through as long as I open up to them. The sociology teachers more than the STEM teachers for me because sociology is my major. UCSD has been a struggle and I don't feel like there's like adequate resources or help provided to students like me.
And now that you're graduating, how do you feel with going through all that? And you're still graduating.
I'm very excited. I'm very proud of myself. I never thought I would make it this far. School has always been like so hard. Like in fourth grade, even like doing book reports, I was sitting at my glass table in my living room and I would literally like bang on the table in frustration and my mom would just like watch me and she would cry because she couldn't help me. So it's been a journey. I got freaking like 6 more years after this, but the thing with dyslexia and ADHD is if you're doing something that you like are really interested in and really enjoy, you can, it's a lot easier for you to focus with it and a lot easier for you to give your attention. Like how there are very like highly functioning autistic people that are super smart in some categories because they enjoy it and they put their whole heart into it. So I persisted. I'm proud of myself. My family's proud of me. Like I said, I never thought I'd make it this far. So it's good to be like a first gen student with all the things I've been through. And finally graduating from like a renowned school.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks, Gina. That was cool to listen to. That's the end of our interview. Thanks.